Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Yud Tes Omid Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're in the middle of Simin Tof Mem Dalet, and we begin with Sif Hey, which is at the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Omid Beis. And we begin, the Mechaber tells us, Im Nishar Chometz Achar She'ochlo. We're talking about Erev Pesach She'cholios B'Shabbos. So now, you finished off your meals on Shabbos morning with Chometz, and you have leftover Chometz. So what should you do in this situation? Mivatlo, you get rid of it by words, you say it's null and void, the kofa alav kli ad motze yom tov mivaro, and you put a utensil on top of it, and you wait until after yontif to go and actually burn it, because you can't burn it now on Shabbos, so you mivatel it, b'mila ba'alma saki, it's enough to be mivatel it with words, that fulfills the mitzvah deraisa, and then you get rid of it by burning it after motze yontif, after yontif is over. You destroy it, and that fulfills the Rabbanan aspect of it. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Chafalav tells us, Umayre de les kusi o kelev litnolo. That's talking here about that there is no non-Jewish person that you can give the remainder of the chametz to. You're still allowed to get hanor from the chametz at this point, so you can give it to your next-door neighbor, or give it to a dog to eat. Because di lav hachi, because if that choice is available, av shekvar avru arba shos v'omed b'shoa chamishis, because even though you can't eat it anymore, you're in the end of the fourth hour, you're in the beginning of the fifth hour, when you're allowed to get hanor from it still, you taltalo vitilam. So pick it up and give it to them. There's no problem in doing so. V'chein, likewise, mutu l'taltalo l'ashlicho l'beis akise. You can go and pour it down the toilet. You have chametz over here, you dump it down the toilet. Imyesh l'beis akise b'chatzero. And again, this is telling of the times, they didn't always have a bathroom in their house, so they would have a problem of carrying it outside. So we have, Baruch Hashem, indoor plumbing, and therefore you can flush it down the toilet and get rid of the chametz in that fashion, even if there is no non-Jewish person or a dog to give the chametz to. But if it's now the start of the sixth hour in our idealized 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day, it's now 11:01, so now it's also for you, midrabanon, to be mevatelik, because you technically don't own it, midrabanon. It's forbidden for you to get any benefit from, certainly to eat, but also betiltul, and therefore it's mukta, afilu hachi, shari ayide akum. Nevertheless, an akum can still take it, and he should go, shiizuku binar, and throw it into the river, olamesakisi, or to flush it down the toilet. The issue footnote number 30 brings down, what about tiltul min atzad? So Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita says that's also aser over here, because he says that this is the tiltul is letzorech hadover aser, as opposed to tiltul min atzad, because you don't want it over there. So here you're doing it because you want the chametz to be kicked away to someplace else, so therefore tiltul min atzad is not allowed in that situation. What about to throw it into a garbage pail in your house during the time that you're allowed to pick it up and still use it and throw it away? That's not ideal. So he brings down for the Ben Yishchai that you can't keep it in your house, in your garbage pail, because that's still in your possession. But you should throw it into a garbage pail on the outside. And he brings down as well from the Shelos Teshuvas Or Lutzion, Shekol HaChometz Roy Adayin Lachilas Kelev Hareyu Chayel Levaru. If it's still able to be eaten by a dog, so then you have to get rid of it. And he adds, She'avim Hishlich Lepach HaAshba Rach Perurim. Even if he only throws the crumbs into there, the basket, the garbage pail, is mitzdarif them to the shear of a kizayis. What about to go and throw it into a garbage pail in the yard? So he brings down from Dayin Weizatzah, the Minchas Yitzchak, that he's limed chutz shebemokum she'eno nechshav ruchush hadayarim shebechotzer el ha'ayara hi abalim shel ha'meichal efshar lohaku bazeh. If you're throwing it into a dumpster of some sort of garbage pail that really belongs to the city, so then it doesn't belong to the people in the courtyard, so then that would be acceptable as well. V'kivan shu metunav k'tzatz, likewise, these dumpsters aren't the most appealing of places. They're filthy and dirty, and you don't have to be concerned that anybody's going to go in there and go and take it out and eat it, so you don't have to be choshish for that as well. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who adds, she'en lochush bazeh mishum balos ha'ayara al ha'meichal. You likewise don't have to worry about here that the city owns it, because Harishus Nisuna L'choladim L'shtamishbo, and anybody's allowed to use it over here, so therefore it's not like it even belongs to the city, it's Hefker. And there's also the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. However, Dayan Weiss Zatzal brings down in the Minchas Yitzhak, Sheroi Losim B'Meichal Chomer Sheiv Sol Esachomets Mechilas Kelev. You should make sure there's some sort of a detergent or a foul-smelling thing that will ruin the chomets, that even a dog wouldn't eat it anymore, and that would be ideal. The issue footnote number 32 brings down that if you flush it down the toilet, so then in regards to Erev Pesach Shechol B'Yemos HaChol on a regular weekday, that is also valid. That is perfectly good. You don't have to necessarily burn it according to the way we paskin. You don't have to burn it. You just have to destroy it. And flushing it down the toilet would accomplish the same thing. And therefore, you don't even have to crumble it in that situation. It is considered destroyed. Now we go to Sifav. The Mechaber writes, Af al pi shelo yishoreh chametz v'vayis achar sudas shachris, even though you have to make sure that there is no chametz in your house after the sudas shachris, tzorech levatel chametz keder shum levatel b'shar shalim. Even though you've removed the chametz from over there, as we just explained in Sif Hey, you still have to do a bittul. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Kon Chav Beis, Haynu b'sov shor chamishis. This is before the start of the sixth hour, at the end of the fifth hour, as we've already learned, the Chanal b'simen tof lamadal Sif Gimel, in regards to a regular year that doesn't have Erev Pesach Cholios b'Shabbos. And he says, V'afilum kvar bitul miyesul. And even if you did bitul yesterday, which we said wasn't necessary, like we explained the Chanal b'siv katan yud, nevertheless, you have to do it again today on Shabbos morning, and Ayin Shom to remind us about that then. The issue footnote number 33 brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas Orlet Zion that the Girsa he holds is a little bit different on Shabbos. You don't say V'lehevi Hefka because there's an issur to be mafkir something on Shabbos, so you don't say it, but you just think it. That concludes really the dinim of Erev Pesach Shecholios B'Shabbos, and now the Mechaber switches over in Siv Zayin to talking about another din. And he says, HaHolech B'Yom Yudalit, on a regular day of Yudalit, and you're going L'Dvar Mitzvah, it's Lav Dafka, it's Shabbos, it's a regular Erev Pesach, it's a weekday, and you're going to do a mitzvah. For example, Kigon, Lomul Es B'No, you're going to do a Bris Milah on your son. And he brings down in the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Kon Chav Gimel, that implies that anybody else just going for the Sudas Bris Milah would not be included in this heter. For the Sudas Bris Milah, Mashma de lo mikre mitzvah l'inyon zeh levatel mitzvah bir, that to do the actual Milah, you have a right to go. But to just go and go to the Suda of a Bris Milah, which is normally a big mitzvah, that won't be able to permit you not to do a bir. But you'll have to go back, as we'll see by the end of this halacha, to the place where your chametz is and do a bir. So if you're going to do the mitzvah of limol es b'no, or the Mechaber continues, o lechol sudas erisin, or you're going to eat a sudas erisin. What is that? Sudas erisin was the first stage of marriage, and they would have them separated by a year or up to a year, and therefore that was a real marriage. So therefore, that's a real sudas mitzvah, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Chot and Chav Dalet. He says the same thing applies. Vadin sudas she'osim b'shor shakala mekabelas sivlonos, or this would be something where the kala is getting presents over there. That's a real formal type of a dinner. So therefore, that would also be included in this din that if you're unable to do both, that you only go and are mevatel, and you don't have to actually do a beer. And he brings down the Mishnah Berurah v'chotzva achronim, du adin bizmanenu, nowadays, shos in suda b'shach ksivas tanoim, especially in the Hasidish world, they make a separate suda's tanoim. For many non-Hasidish people, we do the tanoim at the actual wedding itself, which has very little halachic significance. But if you make a suda's tanoim, so then that has some halachic significance, and gan kein mikre suda's mitzvah, that's also called a suda's mitzvah as well. So in this situation, also, if you're going to be limol es b'no, or to participate in the sudas erisin bebeis chamov, in the house of the father-in-law, so the Mishnah Berurah explains, we're talking here about really the chassan. Mashma in Siv Katan Chafei, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mashma didavka b'chassan atzma mai, we're talking here about the chassan going. He gets this dispensation. But others, yesh mekilim gam kein bi acher im kari l'sudas erisin. Others say, also, the guests who were invited to this sudas erisin would also be allowed to go and be mevatel, the mitzvah of biur, they would only do bitul, when you can't do both. Now, we get to the actual din. The Mechaber writes, in all of these situations where you're on your way to do a mitzvah, a limol es b'no, to participate in the sudas erisin, the niskar she'esh lo chametz v'eso, you remind yourself, I forgot to do a biur. I have a loaf of bread in my house. So what should you do? So im yochol lachzor l'beiso l'vayir, if you have time to go back to your house and destroy the bread, throw it in the fire, flush it down the toilet, and v'lachzor l'mitzvah, so and still do the mitzvah bris milah the chsudas erisin, so then you have to go back, yachzor v'yivar, you have to go back to your house, do the mitzvah of biur, and then do the other mitzvah. As the Mishnah explains in Siv Katan Chavav, the niskar sheyesh lo chametz, v'hu adin mistapek shem yesh lo chametz. This is true not only if you know you have chametz, but you're not sure. Maybe I do or don't have chametz. He brings this down from the Maram Chalava, from the Chidushim of the Maram Chalava. And he says, v'ken kasu achronim, others that write this as well. So then, Siv Katan Chav Zayin, you're mechoyev yachzor v'yivai. You have to go back to your house and be mevarit. Why? Me'achar shelo yizbatel ha-mitzvah ayidei abir yikayim shteyim. Since you're able to do both. If you wouldn't be able to do both, then we'll see. Then you don't have to go back. You can just do a bitul. But here you can do both. So therefore, umashva the mitzvah be your kodemus. You should do the mitzvah be your first, and then you do the mitzvah limolas beno or the sudas erisin. That's if you can do both. However, the Mechaber tells us, v'im lav, if you're unable to do both, yivat lenu belibo, then you can rely upon the principle that we mentioned many times, midaraisa, bebitul bi'alma sagi. Just nullifying it verbally and saying it should be like Hefker, the Kiafra Diara, that works me the Raisa. And since if you were to go back and actually burn it, get rid of it, you wouldn't be able to do the other mitzvah. So the other mitzvah that you have in front of you is knocking off the mitzvah Dirabanan that you have to do a beer once you did a bittul. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Chavches. Rotsu lomar, shim yachzor v'yishtadol odos habir. If you go back to do the beer, lo yishor lo zman bayom laso samilo asuda. You won't have time to do both. So therefore, in this situation, you can rely upon this heter that the Mechaber tells us, Sifkot and Chavches, yivat lenu belibo. You just go and be mevatel the chometz in your heart, bebitel be'al masagi. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Chavches, b'makum shu, right where you are. You don't have to go back at all. Shari achar abitul, after you do this bitul, ain't tzarech levaro el midivrei sofrim. You've fulfilled midaraisa, getting rid of your chametz. The rabbis instituted over here, you still should do a beer. And in this situation, b'makum mitzvah hamidu chachamim al din Torah. In this situation, because you would otherwise not be able to do the mitzvah, the rabbi said, we didn't institute our divrei sofrim takanovia of beer. We allowed the din daraisa to stand, that the bitul be al masagi, and therefore you can rely upon this opinion. And we're talking here, it's not yet 11 a.m. in my idealized day. It's still within the fifth hour from 10 to 11, or earlier, obviously, that you can still do a bittul. However, but if it's already 11:01, it's already into the sixth hour, then you don't have a choice over here. Even if it's going to be giving up the mitzvah, you got to go back and do a beer because you can't do bittul. And now you have a daraisa. Shahari Oz Eno Birshus Levato, you can't do a bittul anymore. Even though you're not doing a mitzvah daraisa, bris mila. Nevertheless, the assay of Tashbisu, that you must get rid of your chametz, is chomir tvei, is a stricter requirement than the bris mila. Why? Because every second, the Mishnah Berurah says, kisho over alea b'chol rega. Every second that you don't get rid of this chametz over here, you're over the mitzvah of tashbisu. As opposed to bris mila, which ultimately, as we'll see, the understanding is, once you do the bris mila, you're not over it in retrospect, so therefore, masha ein kein b'mila ve'inach. And therefore, by the sudas erisin, or by the bris mila, you can do it another time and fulfill the mitzvah here. Even if you do the biur at another time, you will not undo the fact that you didn't do the biur during the time that it was still extant. Now, let's see this inside more in detail in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Chav Gimel and Os Chav Dalet. So in Os Chav Gimel, the Chafetz Chaim brings down over here that if it's already the sixth hour, we said you can't do this concept of bittul. And that's brought down from the Magen Avraham. However, he brings down from the El Yerabah that this din is not in the sixth hour, but it's in the seventh hour. Because in the sixth hour, from 11 to 12 in my idealized day, it's only in Issa D'Rabbanan. And he writes that the poskim over here, such as the El Yerabah and others, from the based upon the Chidushi of the Maram Chalava and others as well, that would say that the Issa D'Rabbanan is going to be pushed aside over here not to do a bittul in the sixth hour. And it's only in the seventh hour when there's an issa d'oraisa over here that it would push aside you're doing the mitzvah, the bris mila, or the sudas erisin. The Chavetz Chaim concludes and he says, v'tzarech in ladina. Do we pass on like the Magen Avraham, which is the din that we brought down over here in the Mechaber, in the Mishnah Berurah? Or do we pass it like this Maram Chalava, which says that even in the sixth hour you'd still be able to do a bittul? And how do we pass it? The Chavetz Chaim concludes over here and he says, v'tzarech iyun ladina. In the Shaar HaTzion Os Chav Dalet, the Chavetz Chaim brings down over here that we said that when you're going to over here not allow the person to do the mitzvah, but you make him do the biur over here, that's because every second he's over. But by milu you're not. So the opinion here is stated in the name of the Magen Avraham. But the Chavetz Chaim himself brings down that there are other achronim that don't understand this. And they say, hey, wait a second, by bris mila, you're also over every second by not being mild. The Chavetz Chaim, however, concludes, he says, L'niyetz dati, he says, the Magen Avraham is right. He says, there's a difference. By Mila, you retroactively go and correct it. And therefore, it's not that you weren't mild, it's that you just didn't mild fast enough. But in bottom line is, you're mild, so you're not over, in retrospect, any Isurim. But by the Chometz, even though you're eventually going to destroy it, for that period of time that you didn't destroy it, you were over. And therefore, the mitzvah of the beer over here, you're over b'chol rega, as opposed to the mitzvah of Mila. Once you're mild, you're not over b'chol rega in retrospect. Very sharp teretz over here. The issue footnote number 36 brings down an additional chiddush over here, and he says, what happens if a person finds chametz in his house on Yontif? There we say, you just put a kli on it. We don't let you burn it. How come? Aren't you over every single second? So he points out an interesting diuk. He says, on Erev Pesach, chayev korega v'rega b'mitzvah tashbisu. But once it becomes Pesach already, then as long as you eventually destroy it, you're not over the Isser over here, b'chol rega v'rega. Very interesting diuk as well. Now we continue. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ochein, therefore, im, holek l'sasek b'meis mitzvah. If a person is going and is involved in a meis mitzvah, which is defined as she'en lo kovrin, umutal apnei asod v'yizayon, there's a person that's nebuch, nobody to bury him, and he's out there in the field in disgrace, she'kol apogia b'chayv l'kovra, and the halach is anybody, even the Kohen Gadol, on Erev Pesach, would be mechuyiv to go, even if he's a nazir, he would be mechuyiv to go and bury such a person. That's the strength over here of the mitzvah of meis mitzvah. So in this situation, if the person is about to do a mitzvah of meis mitzvah, v'nizkar she'yesh lo chametz b'soch beso, and he realizes now that he has chametz still in his house, v'afilu b'soch ha'pesach, and even if this were on chol my Pesach, let's say, and he's walking and he sees the meis mitzvah, she'b'chol shah over b'ayira, every single second he has it, he's over b'ayira by yamatzeh, and even if there would be time to go back to his house, get rid of the chametz, and still bury the person that day. Nevertheless, the mitzvah of meis mitzvah is so strong. Don't leave the meis mitzvah even for a second. Bury him immediately right away. Because so great is it not to have the person lying in disgrace over here, Nebuch. And you can nullify any other mitzvah in the Torah that's a shev yal taseh. You can't do a los aseh, but you certainly don't have to do a mitzvah aseh if you're going to be taking care of the meis mitzvah. It pushes aside any aseh. A similar question is brought down in Dershu footnote number 37. What happens if a person has only the ability to do one of two things, either read the Megillah on Purim or to bury the meis mitzvah? So he says, if you don't have time to do both, so the halacha is there that you read the Megillah. And the Maror says, Kivon she'es hameis efshel likvar balayla, because here you can do the burial at night, and therefore you can't do the Megillah at night. We're talking about reading the Megillah during the day, and therefore read the Megillah and bury at night. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that others disagree with that and say the same halacha is over here in regards to Purim, like it is in regards to the Meis Mitzvah. And that is that you give up the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah Legamre, even if you won't be able to do it at all, for the Meis Mitzvah because of this tremendous idea of Kavod Abrios. Mechaber continues and he then writes, Vim hoya holech lahatzil min hanohar umin adleka umin amapoles umiyado anos. If the person is not going to do a mitzvah, but he's doing a life-saving activity, for example, to save somebody from a river that's overflowing, or from a fire, rachmona l'slan, or umin amapoles, or a house that fell down, or umiyado anos, some sort of a protagonist that's going to kill you, some sort of a murderer. So in all of these situations, do not go and return to your house to be mevar your chametz and leave the person, rachmona l'slan, to die over here. But instead, yivatlenu b'libo, do a bittel while you're running to save the person in your heart, and v'lo yachzor afilu yesh shahos. And don't delay. Even if you say, well, I calculate, I still have time to save the person from the rubble, and let me go back and be mevayer my chametz. No, don't delay for a second. Do the mitzvah of hatzolat nefashos first. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkat Lamed that you shouldn't go back, even if you think you have time to do both. Levayer chametz v'lachzor l'hatzol. Don't do it. Why? The reasoning is mishum hatzolat nefashos heikelu lismoch al habitul l'chatila. Because number one, the rabbi said, in this situation, we'll rely upon bittul b'yal masagi. It's good enough to do the bittul, and we won't make you do the drabbanon of the beer. V'afilu b'machum shochel kaim shtem. Even if you could do both. Now the Mogen Avraham adds, of course, the la'achar shasa biur. If it's after the time of the biur, now it's into the sixth hour or into the seventh hour, like we brought down in the name of the Maram Chalava, the lo mahani bittul, that the bittul won't work anymore, then yachzor levar, then you have to go back and be mavar, kivin she'e shos l'hatzol achakach. According to this Magen Avraham, since the person says, I'll be able to do both, and there won't be any chance that you won't do that, so let's nefashos, so then do both. But he says, dafko kishabari lo, he has to be 1,000% sure, shigam achakach yochol latzil. He'll be definitely able to do that. The river's overflowing, but he has to put out sandbags. And the river's not expected to overflow till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if he puts out the sandbags at 3, it's just as good as if he puts them out at 1. So if he's 100% certain, then he can do this. Avo misveik, if there's any doubt in his mind, lo yachzor, then do not go back. Now, even on this, Rabbanim Me'achronim Kosu, many disagree with this, and they say, B'shiyei Shos, B'vadai Achakach L'Hatzil, even in a situation where you're absolutely certain you'll be able to save the person's life, even if you do the Bi'ur Chomitz first, Gam Kin Lo Yachzor L'Var, do not take any chances, because the Dilma Adahochi V'Ochi Matrit, because something can always come up and delay you, V'Lo Yochol Hatzil Achakach, and could Rechmon Litzlan lead to your not being able to go and do the Hatzolos Nefashos. And the overriding principle is, even a Sofek Pikuach Nefashos is Doche Shabbos, is Doche Kol HaTorah Kula, with the exception of the three cardinal sins. With this, we conclude today's shiur.